This is The Takeaway. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And John Line, the BBC's Tehran correspondent, would normally be on the streets of that city observing what's going on there. Breaking news this morning out of Tehran. He's at the BBC's Bush House for reasons we don't have to get into, but relate to just the political sensitivity of the aftermath of the election in Iran. Good morning, John Line. Let's talk about what we're seeing on the streets of Tehran. Reports that the main opposition leader, Mir Hussein Mousavi, has been stopped from attending a memorial service to those who died in the country following the disputed presidential election. This is the politics of mourning in Iran this morning. John Line?
That's right. A very sensitive issue with these 40-day mourning ceremonies, the Arbaeen, because these happened a lot in the 1979 Islamic Revolution and were really a focus for political protests. So the government is very nervous about them now. Once again, that maybe they could be turfed out of office through the same route. What happened today is that the opposition asked for permission to hold a large ceremony in the center of Tehran for all of those killed since the election. They were refused permission. So instead, there's a ceremony just at the graveside of Neda Oha Sultan, this beautiful young woman who was killed 40 days ago. And the opposition leadership announced that they were going to go there, including Mir Hussein Mousavi. He turned up there today. It seems that the police turned him away. They were there in force, and they packed him back to his car. And we're just getting reports also that another of the opposition candidates, Mehdi Karoubi, has also turned up, but he's been surrounded by police, and they in turn have been had stones thrown at them by opposition protesters. So it sounds like quite a lively event going on there.
Well, we want to give you a sense that this is more than just a delicate dance here. These are passionate voices of people who desperately want to participate in these events. Here's one named Akbar, who spoke to BBC news gatherers in Tehran.
I think it's only decent to do this for the people who've given up their lives and sacrificed themselves. So essentially, I think this is a matter of honor.
And that matter of honor is going to drive people into the streets, John Line, right?
Well, we've seen even, you know, I think opposition protesters know what's waiting for them when they go out there. Now they're going to be met with these besiege militiamen from the government and riot police with at best sticks and clubs and batons and possibly at worst gunfire. And still the opposition are going out there, not perhaps in the millions that they were immediately after the election, but they're persistently going out there. The passions have not in any way gone away.
And the government really, on a number of fronts, have taken a hard line here. We had a story in the New York Times yesterday about prison abuse among people who were arrested in the aftermath of the election. We've also had stories out of Iran of these coercive confessions that are all over the media in Iran. The risks are high for ordinary people, even getting involved in this at all. Right, John?
Well, they're certainly high for people getting involved and for people who are arrested. And there have been reports of numbers of people killed in prison, killed during demonstrations, and certainly badly beaten up. Many, many reports of ill treatment in prisons. But, of course, this is also damaging the government now because it's been the focus of anger against the government, even from former government supporters inside the parliament, hardline conservatives. So it has damaged the government. President Ahmadinejad has felt forced to announce the release of most of those detained after the election, though they're also threatening to put at least 20 of them on trial, perhaps using some of these confessions, however obtained.
John Line, BBC Tehran correspondent, watching the situation in Tehran from BBC's Bush House in London. Thank you, John. So the question really there, Amy, is are the tensions rising or are they subsiding? And we really don't know the answer.
Right. Will it actually inflame passions on the street?
Yeah, much more to watch.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.